Hey, welcome back to the Thought Arcade. It's episode 452-stardate42.
A, B, C, D. Dude.
I never understand those things.
So you guys jumped on with your Dunder Mifflin shirts. Like, y'all were in sync with the Dunder Mifflin, and I had to get my Bears Beats Battlestar Galactica on. I wasn't vibing with you guys, but that was sick that y'all were so coordinated. We already got some people. We already got Ruby. Ruby in the chat already.
Hi, thank you for watching.
That's what's up.
How was everyone's Thanksgiving, man?
Yo, so my Thanksgiving? Okay. So it's the first one. Like, it was our first married Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We didn't fight.
That's good.
So that's always a start, right? So it was my turn. I guess my turn. It was my starting of the cooking of all the stuff. Mm. But it was really great because Val was supposed to work, and she's working the ICU during her residency right now. And her attending said, hey, you know, it was like noon or something like that. And he's like, if you round it, just go home. Like, you're fine.
Oh, wow.
So she was supposed to get home at like around 6:30. She got home at noon.
Oh, crap. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
it's a Thanksgiving miracle.
It really was, yeah. So we hung out and we watched the Texans actually look alive. I like Detroit
3-7, right? Jeez.
Yeah. I like Detroit only for the sole fact that their uniforms to me are the best uniforms in the league.
Yeah.
But
got the Citadel colors.
God, they're so bad. It's like their yearly drumming of like they have to be put on national television.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
But the Texans looked really good.
Yeah, so funny enough, we were actually playing Call of Duty while watching the Texans
game.
And lucky. J.J. Watt had the most clean interception, dude. It was like Matt Stafford turns to his
running back for a screen, a little bubble screen out wide.
And he throws, and J.J. Watt is getting ready to sack him, but he throws it. And when Matt Stafford throws it, J.J. Watt just lifts his hands, and the ball just lands in his hands. He grabs it, brings it down, and that's it, dude.
It was the cleanest pick six from a defensive end you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was like a vintage J.J. Watt play, like from his MVP caliber days a couple years ago. It was a great game. And yeah, me and Chris played some Call of Duty. We're going to get into that rant later because I hate Call of Duty now after just 1 week. Then we cooked, and I was really scared because I've never like roasted a turkey or anything like that. And we got like a turkey breast and get a whole turkey, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Louisiana, so I just drummed it up with a bunch of Cajun spices and stuff. And I put little pats of butter like underneath the skin and on top of the skin.
Okay.
And I did it in a conventional way. I roasted it at 425 for about an hour and a half. And it turned out really well. Hey. It turned out great. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Like, it wasn't burned. It was cooked all the way through. It wasn't like completely dried out. It was good. I was really proud of myself.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
You look good from that picture.
Yeah, yeah. I sent out a picture. I'll probably post it up on the Facebook. It was really good. And then Val made some green beans that she fried up with a little bit of bacon and some garlic. And nice. We had mashed potatoes. We had stuffing. We had pumpkin pie. And I'm really upset because I was going to make an actual pumpkin pie, like from scratch.
Yeah.
But I went to Target and Walmart on Monday and Tuesday. They're completely out of the pumpkin. All they had were like these big like 50-ounce cans that make like 7 pies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I would eat 7 pies, but you know, let's chill out.
You don't have family coming in for 7 pies. That's like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I got a Marie Callender pumpkin pie.
Ooh, that's a good quality.
And it was actually really good. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You just pop it in the oven about 2 hours or something like that. Like, it was kind of a long time. But it was great.
Yeah, it had me like 4 pieces of pumpkin pie, so it was
nice.
It was actually pretty cool. You know what I actually did was I tried sweet potato pie, which looks and tastes a lot like pumpkin pie. There's like a little, it's like subtle differences, like aftertaste and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's, I don't know, like in a blind test, I feel like the average person wouldn't be able to tell which one's pumpkin and which one's sweet potato pie.
Ooh. Okay.
Unless yeah. like if you were told, yeah, in a blind test, I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference. You would have to specifically be told like this is sweet potato pie and this is pumpkin pie, and then at that point you'll like differentiate the flavors. But I do like sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they use a little bit more cinnamon than they would in the pumpkin pie.
That's what I'm thinking. Like that's why it tastes so similar, is because they use similar things like cinnamon or like nutmeg or something like that. Because it's really close. It's really close.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I've always been skeptical
of sweet potato pie, but I guess I should read it. It reminds me, every time I think about sweet potato pie, I remember a short story I read in high school about these two brothers, and one of the brothers is like this big, rich, successful guy, and then the other one is like this cab driver, you know, not successful, like older or younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the rich, successful brother, like the taxi driver brings him a sweet potato pie that like their mom bakes or something like that. And it's just a story about them relating to sweet potato pie. And I remember thinking, why am I reading this? What is the point? What's the literary analysis of the sweet potato pie?
Who knows, dude? Like if I got like a pumpkin allergy eventually or something, I would be totally okay with eating sweet potato pie, like for Thanksgiving. Like that's how similar they are. Like
undifferentiated it is from each other.
It's so similar.
I think the only pie that like I truly have an issue, not even an issue that I just won't, that I'll stay away from, is like pecan pie.
Oh yeah, tell me about it, dude.
I'm not a pecan pie.
Pecan. Pecan.
I said what I said. For some reason, I just can't. It's the texture of it. I can't go past the like. So the ones that I have had are like usually like the crust on top is the pecans.
It's the pecan. And
the bottom is like a gelatin
like ish. Yeah, it's like a frozen Jello.
Yeah, and I can't get past that. And then
Cringing right now.
I've tried it too, and for some reason it's. And I have a huge sweet tooth that is like incredibly, incredibly sweet. Like it's almost like that little texture is just pure sugar.
If you don't know, Chris can down like 10 s'mores in one sitting. That's how much of a sweet tooth he has, dude.
Y'all have seen it. Yeah, dude. Y'all have been with me when I've done it.
My thing is with the pecan pie is like it has that texture like that you're talking about. And my brother really loves pecan pie. And so a couple years ago we had some like super distant relatives and friends over for Thanksgiving, and they brought an HEB grocery store pumpkin pie or pecan pie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I had like a really small sliver slice, and it was acceptable.
See, that's the thing. I think HEB, all their like pastries and desserts, they do it well.
All their pastries,
they just do everything
because they're like super basic with the recipe. They don't try to like steer away from like the structure of their own recipes. And so it's like very nice and it's easy to eat. I've had the pecan pie from HEB and it's fine. Usually, I have no issues with it. But it's like those random pecan pie. Like I've had the Walmart one and it was garbage. I've had one from Target. It was garbage. I had a homemade one and I'm not going to tell you who made it because that was a feeling. I didn't like it. Like, you know what I mean? Like I just can't do pecan pie.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm not a big like nuts and cashews and all that stuff in desserts to begin with. Like those people that like have baked brownies, but they'll put like walnuts or whatever on top of it.
It depends on the nut.
He had to laugh at it. Come on.
Almonds I do like in like candy bars and things like that. Like the Hershey's with almonds, really good. I like brownies when they have I like It's not walnuts. There's some brownies that have like different ones.
Oh yeah,
I thought it was walnuts.
I think it is walnuts. No.
There's some that do walnuts, but I've had brownies that have like other nuts in them, and I've had them and they were fine. Brownies, I can't do walnuts in desserts.
Keep the nuts out of the brownies, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm there to eat a brownie texture, like a super moist cake. Dense thing. I'm not there to crunch on some random nuts.
Y'all are making me cringe so hard, dude. Talking about pecan pie and dude, it's actually reminding me of a commercial or an ad on like Spotify that I heard. It was I think they're ramping up because of the Thanksgiving holiday and stuff. It's Velveeta, and it's so cringe because it's like Velveeta. It's like a guy who's like Velveeta shells. Or whatever, and then he puts a like you could hear him put a spoon into the mac and cheese, so it makes thing.
Yeah,
and then he like
that,
puts
that noise.
And yeah, and then he puts it in his mouth, and he's like, "No, it's really delicious."
Oh,
and I'm just like, dude,
how did that get past any sort of HR?
I know, and I and it doesn't even make me in the mood for. I mean, I love Velveeta mac and cheese, dude. Like, don't get me wrong; those are really good. But how could they make me cringe at something I love so much? That's what y'all reminded me of just now, dude.
I hate Christmas commercials that are related to food for that reason. It's because Christmas and Thanksgiving are the two holidays that like food. They're like food driven. They're heavy like being food driven. And a lot of these commercials are, of course, trying to bring you into buying that specific food or having this specific dish, and it can work if they didn't make the commercial so disgusting and so uncomfortable. Because like you said with the mac and cheese one, it turned you off from eating mac and cheese. Like, I've seen some with like the turkey, and I'm like, this turkey looks dry. I don't even want to make turkey now. Like, I don't even want turkey for Thanksgiving. Like, this is ridiculous.
Me and Val just saw a Christmas commercial for Greenies, the dog chew. Yeah, so they're the guy's building a snowman, and he's putting little stick arms in the snowman, and then it's like your dog does like unhealthy things, like go after big sticks, and the dog comes up and takes off one of the snowman's arms, and the snowman screams.
Like,
you don't know it's alive or anything until a dog takes its arm, and it screams, like mortified, petrified scream.
Like the gummy bear robot chicken
screen.
Exactly,
it's like that Adult Swim gummy bear thing. Yeah. It's like that.
Nice.
And it's like, get Greenies. And that's probably the best Christmas commercial I've seen in a long time.
Oh,
dude, they made pumpkin spice Greenies, by the way, so if you want to get those for Odin.
Yo.
I've been trying to get some pumpkin spice treats for him. I found some at Target during Halloween, but I should have got some, but now I can't find any.
I got the Greenies for Archie, but Archie is very picky sometimes. Uh-huh. Archie doesn't like things that are good for you or good for him. I gave him the Greenie, the pumpkin spice Greenie, and I've given him the regular one, and he eats that fine. I gave him the pumpkin spice one. He grabbed it, like started, like put it in his mouth. And he did that dog thing where he just opens his mouth and lets it fall out and then walks away.
He's like, I'm not basic, Chris.
I was like, what are you doing? That's Archie.
Well, Chris, what else happened with you, man? What else happened with your Thanksgiving?
So, oddly enough, this was the first time I actually spent Thanksgiving alone, basically. I don't want to say completely alone because I woke up, and the first thing I did when I woke up was took Archie out and then jump on Call of Duty with Elijah, and we played for a while. So we played Call of Duty for a while, but then once you know, he had to go spend Thanksgiving with his wife, which was fantastic. They made a killer meal. It looked amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
I kind of just hung out. And I was trying to figure out what I was going to eat because all the whole time at Call of Duty, while we were playing Call of Duty, I was like, dude, I still don't even know what I'm going to eat for dinner. Like, I didn't even think about
what you should DoorDash or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, go get some, like, Luby's got this stuff. They got, you know, we eventually settled for Cracker Barrel for you.
Yeah.
And Cracker Barrel ran out of food.
So there was a brief like break where we went to take both of us went to take the dogs on a walk, and then I got back and I started looking to order Cracker Barrel because they do a Thanksgiving plate, And I tried to order and it was like, it's out of, like, it won't let me order. They're out of food and everything. And then Elijah got back and I you could hear me sound so defeated. I was like, dude, Cracker Barrel's out of food. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I ended up playing video games pretty much all day. I had to work the very next day. So it wasn't like I was, you know, just being alone because I had to be alone. I was doing it mostly because I didn't want to drive to Austin and then have to come back super late and then, you know, work the very next day at like 8 a.m. So
I've done that drive before on multiple occasions where it's a 4-hour drive from Austin to Corpus. And I'll do that drive I'll get off work at like 5 o'clock, drive all the way to Corpus, spend the night, and then have Thanksgiving, and then leave in the evening time and get back to the house like around midnight or something after having a Thanksgiving meal and stuff.
That's like,
and then going to work that Friday, and at my position at a bank, it's the most dead time I've ever spent at a job site.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, yeah. It was quiet for me on Friday, but it would have made more sense if I had that Friday off. And went, because then I would have time to commute, but since it would have been like a day trip, like I would have gone and then come back. It was just so dumb. I'm glad I didn't do it because I knew I would have been tired the next day, but I did want to spend it with my my family. Played games. I settled for McDonald's. I'm so pissed though, because when I went to McDonald's they were out of the spicy nuggets. Austin and like Houston, a lot of the bigger cities, like a lot of the fast food places are still open. Of course, Cracker Barrel still has food. Cracker Barrel, come on, man. What are you doing? But here in College Station, since it's like primarily college students and everybody goes away, it is a ghost town.
Right.
So everything closes. Even all the fast food places close.
Yeah.
So it's like Cracker Barrel's open. They were out of food. And then McDonald's. Even HEB was closed here. And like
HEB, another suggestion was go to HEB and make stuff like a killer turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
And like you texted me, I was like, yeah, that was closed. And I settled for McDonald's. I was like, oh, my heart broke.
Yeah.
Dude, it sucked. But I went to McDonald's, they were out of spicy nuggets. So I got regular nuggets and fries with a sweet tea. And of course, McDonald's being McDonald's, you garbage industry or company. I asked for the Chips Ahoy McFlurry because we talked about it on an episode and all of us wanted to try it. So I was like, let me try it. Let me see what it's about. Their ice cream machine was broken again. Right.
It's not broken.
The guy's voice, I could hear that it wasn't broken. I could tell in his voice that machine was not broken. You just don't want to make it.
What do you even do? Like, you pour the ice cream, you get a little scoop of the stuff, and you put it in the little blending thing, and then you put the
people
are demanding $15 an hour still. Yeah. So
you pour in the thing. Like, at Whataburger, when I worked at Whataburger a long time ago, used to shut the thing down, but it was like at midnight, you know, when it was the slowest. And I could clean it within like maybe 5 or 10 minutes, like easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy 5 minutes. Like if I really tried hard and I was like not interrupted at all, I could get it done in like 5 minutes. And it shouldn't take them that long to like clean it or do anything with it. They're just being lazy.
That is why Whataburger is superior to McDonald's. McDonald's, eat that.
They're probably open on things. They're always open on Thanksgiving.
I was gonna go to Whataburger too. Yeah. I was thinking about it, but I had Whataburger the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously you have to go on a weekly Whataburger run, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
So I went the night before and I had a sweet and spicy bacon burger.
Man,
bacon burger,
you got
and
me
also
hungry
patty
already,
melt.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's my jam right there, dude.
You know, those gift cards I got, they're coming in handy. I still got one left,
dude. Forgot.
But it was nice. I like for spending it by myself. I was very grateful that I was able to kind of, you know, at least eat and just hang out. You know, be calm, be thankful for everything I've been given. Be thankful for everything that I've been able to witness. Mm-hmm. Not Thanksgiving related. Earlier in the week, I sent you guys a text.
Yes, let's go.
So, story time. It was Monday. I was taking Archie out for a walk. I feel like such a terrible person, but I'm so sorry. Like, I don't usually laugh at these kind of situations.
No,
I was taking
real.
Archie out for a walk. It was around lunchtime. I usually take him around lunchtime, so I'm not like sitting at my desk working all day. We go to this one spot. It's the only place with like dog bags, because I'm a good person and I pick up my dog's poop. You heathens who do not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I go about to this you. One place and it's like it's blocked off with a fence. And on the other side of that fence is a separate apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people live in apartment complex know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
So I go over there, and as I'm walking over there, I hear this guy screaming on the other side of the fence. And I don't know what it's for. I'm not really paying attention. I just assume he's screaming to, like, I see a truck there, so I'm assuming he's screaming to someone because they're moving or something. I don't know. I'm not really paying any mind to it. Me and Archie are just trotting along, happy as can be.
Yeah.
We get there and we hear the screaming intensify, and I'm just like, "Is it really that hard to like coordinate a move? Like, what's going on?" Mm-hmm. And then all we hear is a guy running and cops chasing, which we didn't even realize the cops were there. Cops chasing, and mind you, we're inches from that fence, and uh-huh. from that fence he's like right there when they tackle him. So he's running away, trying to run away from the cops, and the cops, all I hear is tase him, tase him. And I said, tase who? I got scared. And right tase on the Chris. Other side of that fence, so it's like the fence is here, I'm like right here. And then he's like right on the other side of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're close. Though.
You're close to it then.
Yeah. So he hits the fence. I hear a thud, and Archie got scared.
No.
And I just hear him drop. And the Dude. Cops are on top of him using their taser, and I could hear the taser too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like that weird. Yeah.
And I don't know if they're using like the weaker voltage one, because this guy is still talking. I'm like, I really wanted to say it out loud and be like, y'all's tasers ain't doing anything. I don't know if you guys are aware, but but also I wanted to mind my own business because I didn't want to get tased. Yeah. So me and Archie are just chilling there. Me and Archie aren't even doing anything. We're just standing there, like listening to it go down. Like, Archie isn't even using the bathroom or anything. I'm just standing there. Like, we're just listening to this go down. And then it took me a sec to realize I need to walk away so I'm not like a witness to anything.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking away, I start laughing. And I didn't mean to laugh, dude. I'm so sorry. And then all of a sudden, I hear this guy say, "I'm an American."
American.
Do you think that was the guy who was getting tased saying that?
No, it was the guy getting tased saying
it
that.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, he said, "I'm an American." And again, I'm that so sorry true, to laugh at a situation like this, but I'm dead at this point. I'm like cracking up, walking away, and like I can't be in a scene like this laughing. So we walk away, and then we walk back to see what's going on. And there are people now watching. Someone's recording it on their phone. And
of course.
I'm just in. To be honest, I think the cops handled the situation well. Also, I didn't that guy that they were tasing is also probably a large human being, because he was taking those hits pretty well.
Yeah, when somebody takes a taser and they're like still moving around, that's when you're like, you got a problem, because you always see
there's probably something in their system making them like immortal.
Oh yeah, like just cocaine rush
like
or something
or whatever. Yeah,
it could have been like a drug thing, but yeah, that's how my week started. I like immediately when I got back, I sent you guys a text, and I sent another in my text, and I was fucking dying.
Rightly so, dude, because that's like language. That's when that's you don't see that stuff every day. If he jumped the fence though, would you have like used some of your kickboxing on him, like to help the cops out real quick?
Dude, low key, I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, like, see, that's what I was saying. You were thinking about it.
So just
if he jumps the fence, I gotta do something. That's what I would think. Yeah. That's what I would think, dude.
So it like when I was walking back inside, and I was like, "What happens if he would have gotten over the fence?" Yeah. And I was like, "Okay, well, I would have had to put Archie and tell him to stay, drop his leash, and put this guy in a chokehold real quick.
Yeah.
Brazilian sweep
the leg. Style. Yeah, like just yeah, that's tight.
That's my purse. I don't know you. And then just
yeah. Right there. That's what I would do.
King of the Hill style.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would probably throw Odin. I would be like, Odin, unleashed. Yeah. And then he'd probably just like, yeah. And then just run away.
Cooper, get him. And he would just like, yeah. He would just like wiggle his butt to him and nothing would happen. Yeah. Yeah. So I was yeah. also kind of in the same boat for like Thanksgiving. Like we had really no plans and making the trip to Corpus would have just been, it would have just been hard. Cause again, like Elijah said, you eat and I have to come back to work on Friday and it's just a lot of driving the dogs. Eating, being tired, a lot of energy drinks. It was so we yeah. were gonna, and of course all the pandemic stuff, so we were gonna just chill here, and we were I guess thinking about pizza, you know, like ordering Domino's or something like that. But then Emily's dad just decided to just like Thanksgiving miracle again, just like come up, and like he brought a turkey, he brought like awesome. Or he brought like little like, you know, the little rotisserie chickens? They're like, it was like a rotisserie, like turkey little things.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really easy. Like you can put them in the oven and you can put them in the microwave for like 3 minutes and they were good. They were ready to go. So we made like instant gravy, instant mashed potatoes, like instant everything.
Mashed potatoes are low key underrated.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Yes, dude, they're good.
We legit had a whole, like out of nowhere, had a whole Thanksgiving setup, and me and Emily kind of, like, I think it was probably our first time like spending time in the kitchen, like cooking the, like it was all instant and it was like microwavable and stuff. And we did use the oven for a little bit, but it wasn't anything like, you know, I expect Elijah's was.
Yeah, like
but
ours was like, it like mine was like 30%. Fresh from scratch, homemade stuff, and like 70% like easy, knock it out. Like the gravy and stuff was from like the can.
I think that's how like everyone should do it, you know, like to kind of ease yourself into it, because like prep and all that stuff is stressful. But yeah, no, that was super cool. Awesome. It was great. The only downside of so I had to go to work in the morning, and I took Emily's car, and you know how they dig holes into the road and then they leave those metal plates there, like I guess temporarily, so they can go back inside them later.
Oh, for like the potholes and stuff?
It's something like that. So it's like there was this weird thing that they did to the road, and I went over it and it just annihilated one of our tires
on
the way to work on a Friday, and I had to like change the tire, and like I had to like barely make it to work, and it was weird. Like everything's good, but it was like it was just kind of like this weird, like, oh okay, Thanksgiving's over, and like flat tires
back
all
to
around
real life?
Yeah, back to real life.
That's that's a funny that you bring it up. Isn't it weird that like the day after Thanksgiving is always this like very grim and dark mood that follows?
Yo, it was
like
gloomy, man. It was gloomy outside, and I was on the side of the road, and I was like
Friday. And I got called into work early because there was a scheduling mishap. So I go to work and it's like it's kind of raining and stuff, and I was expecting us to either be dead because everyone's still with their families or out Black Friday shopping, or we're gonna be super busy because everybody's still like with their families and they don't know what to do, so they're gonna come out to the museum. And that's exactly what happened. And I talked to people from like all over the country were just in Baton Rouge Friday. It was like real like raining and stuff. But me and Val were gonna go see some lights. Her hospital puts up like a little pathway.
Wait, Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Already?
Yo, dude, there's this like Santa. Oh, you both actually probably know about it. They're like the Santa Wonderland here in College Station. It's not too far.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Dude, that was up on November like 13th.
Oh yeah, like her hospital, they usually put up like a pumpkin patch or a corn maze type thing, and then they change it out after Thanksgiving for this Christmas light pathway.
Uh-huh.
Wait, hold on. So we were the maze things. Is it Dwight Schrute style?
no. Corn maze or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude.
Where he tried to fight for the Hay King or whatever he is.
And he ends up winning.
It's just like it's like a little pathway, and it had like a bunch of like lights and all this stuff. We were gonna go see it and then go get a tree, and Amazon canceled our tree out of nowhere.
What?
Like we ordered it. It was gonna be there on Monday, but we were gonna go get the stuff for the tree already.
Amazon
and they were like,
"Do dirty like that? Come on, Amazon."
Yeah, and then Amazon just sent an email like literally like an hour later, like customer canceled the order, and Val didn't cancel anything.
Yeah.
So we don't know. So, but we go to Walmart Friday because we can't go see the lights, and we find a tree. We found a really nice little $80 fake tree. It's awesome.
Nice.
It's like perfect for us. So it all worked out. But yeah, tree. Like Friday always has that sort of gloomy feel to it. And I was out at Walmart and nobody was there.
Yeah.
I was shocked. That's like big. Nobody was there.
The it was really quiet because I think finals also happened for a lot of the for A&M, so a lot of the students are just back
at early for
finals too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know, but that's what some of them, some of the students that go to A&M are also like they happen to be taking kickboxing with me.
Yeah.
So it's like they'll talk about finals and I'll be like, oh, damn, already? That's early. But yeah, it was a ghost town here. Nothing was open. And everybody I talked to at work was just, I don't want to say in a bad mood. It almost sounded grumpy a little bit.
Like oh, yeah. Friday, working at Fridays is horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad. Like no matter what industry you're in, especially retail and that sort of thing. But like, any sort of industry, like working at Friday is just miserable. Because everyone's just, we're all on the trip to Japan, you know, we're all sad, we're all tired, we're all stuffed. We all just want to watch some more football.
And then
it's
everyone
the greatest
forgot
weekend
to be, like, forgot how to be thankful instantly. Like,
exactly,
yesterday
yeah.
I was the most thankful I'll ever been all year, and then everyone just gets crazy.
All the thanks went out the window. It was like Friday morning, dude.
Yeah.
But it is the start. Like, we can officially start doing Christmas stuff. I don't know if people are doing it early this year. It's understandable. It's a weird year. But I was at Walmart yesterday, and I found a perfect way to kick off my entry into the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yes. So let's go.
I have with me a brand new Mountain Dew, a limited edition holiday mashup.
Oh my!
And it's
gosh,
a cranberry pomegranate Mountain Dew, and I do not like cranberries.
And
so,
sponsor us Mountain Dew. What the heck, dude? Come on!
Yeah.
No matter how bad this tastes, I'm gonna say it's positive.
I didn't even know this thing came out, and we're already advertising. Like we're already, come on!
Right,
dude.
That's
like
free advertising.
That,
right
I know.
There,
like
I know. We're reaching out to like 8 people right now. Like,
yeah,
I mean, dude, we're already on top of the game. No one has tried it on stream. That's for sure.
It's
we're the
bad.
First.
It sounds
it's good.
Like it
it's not
good,
like overpoweringly cranberry.
Yeah.
Is it still have that Mountain Dew like zest? That like
that
little kick?
It's got a little pop to it the end.
That's good.
A little pop at the end. I like it.
Nice.
Don't look at the sugar content. I like it.
I don't think anybody looks at the sugar content when they're drinking a soda. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, to be honest, the promotional like new Mountain Dews have like 70 grams of sugar, like for sure.
The Liberty Brew one, that one had like close to 80.
it's
holy
insane.
But yeah, it was like you could power like a small child with the amount of sugar.
Oh,
that's
like easily
that
like
stuff.
a crowd of children.
Oh, I'm gonna get my
donut thing or whatever or
pretzel
day, and he gets all the sugar and stuff.
Oh god.
And he's like running around for 5 minutes and then he passes out. And they all leave at like 3.
Oh gosh.
How many Office references can we make on this episode? Let's go.
Dude, it's been a while, okay, so honestly, since I've seen it. Like
we're setting up the tree and we watched Home Alone because Val hasn't seen it in a really long time. And I'm gonna do a deep dive on Home Alone whenever we do our Christmas specials or whatever coming up.
Yeah,
we'll talk about Christmas movies. I'm doing a deep dive on Home Alone.
Let's go.
Like, it's crazy. Like I was just thinking, like sitting back, watching it and just thinking about like Kevin McAllister and that old guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a whole bunch of thoughts, and then we started watching Home Alone 2. Mm-hmm. But our cousins were setting up their Christmas stuff. They were watching all of the Office Christmas episodes.
Oh yeah,
dude, they're so funny.
There's like 10 or something like that, and yeah, they are hilarious. My favorite one, I think it's the first one, where Mike brings back those two like girls or whatever, and like marks one of them because they're like twins.
Yeah, oh, they're twins. Gosh. No, that's like,
yeah,
that's like I think the third or like fourth Christmas episode. Yeah. The first Christmas episode is whenever they do the Secret Santa, but then Michael turns it into White Elephant because he got the iPod for everyone.
He got
it for Ryan.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, why did they go over the spending limit? Like, what the heck? Yeah. And then everyone's all freaking out. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I remember that.
No, those are great Christmas episodes. And so they were watching, like they had it on some channel and they were just watching it. But like, we're trying to find Christmas stuff, and of course it's Christmas time. No one has anything.
Yeah, dude, Hallmark. We were just watching Hallmark, and they had some Christmas stuff.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. But they always have Christmas stuff too.
Yeah, I was about to say.
They have like a Hallmark Christmas channel now.
Yeah.
Netflix
has just added some good Christmas stuff.
Netflix is trying to be the next Hallmark, though. They're coming out with some trash Christmas movies here. Oh, jeez.
Now Dad loves that stuff, apparently. And he sent us recommendations for some. And I can't even, dude.
It's like, it's too, like, I don't even know how to
describe
it.
It's cringy. Over
the top, it's like the businesswoman that's too busy for life, but she goes
overly
back
romanticized. These Christmas movies are overly romanticized. Christmas doesn't need to be about romance, which I don't get why these movies are making it that way.
Mistletoe. How else will we put up the mistletoe? Come on, man.
You're right.
Well,
so we're fully into the Christmas stuff now. Like today after this, we're going to a couple places. We finally found our Christmas aesthetic almost.
Oh.
We're doing gold and red with like a splash of white.
Nice.
And I bought some icicle lights for the outside. I'm gonna put around already our patio. It's gonna be awesome.
Like Emily's barely listening to Christmas music downstairs, like the Vince Guaraldi music and stuff.
Yes.
And she kind of started early, but you guys were like, "All right, it's like we can listen to music," and y'all are getting all y'all's stuff together.
On my way to work Friday, I was jamming my my Christmas jazz Pandora.
Oh yeah, you got to, man.
Yeah, is that a Christmas hat I see in the corner?
Yeah, like I have my Christmas stuff.
He's like already unpacking it. Stuff.
Yeah, I got our stockings out. That's my goal today. And I'm all for Christmas. I can't wait because one of my favorite coworkers of all time, we did a Christmas party and she gave me the greatest sweater of all time. And it's a Snoopy sweater.
I remember it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna bust that out, and then I have the greatest thing ever. I have Vans that have Snoopy, the Peanuts Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's got Snoopy in his house, and then Charlie Brown in the tree, and I'm busting those out once it stops raining, and it's gonna be like I'm ready. I'm finally ready,
dude. Aren't we all? Yeah, I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. And Elijah's already moved on. We're already going to the next thing.
That's what you're supposed to do. Like, fall's dead. You know, as much as it pains me to put up all the fall stuff and, you know, switch over from pumpkin spice to peppermint mocha.
True.
It's time. It's time. I'm ready.
You can still have pumpkin flavored things, though.
I always have pumpkin pie on Christmas as well.
Yeah, same way.
Yeah. It's just it's a lot harder to find the pumpkin spice flavored stuff. Like Starbucks, I think already discontinued it in favor of the holiday stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't last long at Starbucks. I think
fans are so fanatical and devoted to their cause because it's literally only around for like a month.
Yeah,
I think Duncan is still doing it. Maybe
Duncan. Okay, Duncan is stepping it up, dude.
Duncan.
There's a beer company that makes Dunkin' flavored beer, like Dunkin' Donut flavored beer. And I was having a happy hour with one of my friends a couple Fridays ago, and he had a pumpkin donut Dunkin' Donuts beer.
Was it like glazed? Was it a glazed donut specifically, or just donut?
No, it was a beer.
No. I'm saying like what kind of like donut?
It just said pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
It's like pumpkin spice beer. From a donut company.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's super
They're getting into everything now. But
it's also a good time for beers, though, because now we're going to get into like the heavier, more flavorful, spiced beers.
And the stouts, like, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sam Adams finally released their winter lager, and it's pretty decent.
Nice.
You know, so it's a good time for all that stuff. So
yeah, yeah.
They have a good one that would it's like a limited one. It's a Orchata beer, Sam Adams does. And it's I made that same face, Daniel.
I like Orchata as well.
Yeah, it's very questionable to mix Orchata and alcohol and like beer.
Yeah.
But this one's actually it's really good. It's not too heavy on like the alcohol either. It's a pretty low, I think it's like a 4.3 or something like that. But like it has a nice kick of cinnamon in there. You can taste the horchata, so I definitely recommend.
Say, like it probably has like a strong cinnamon vibe to it.
Yeah, it's really nice and like warm to drink during like the Christmas holiday. So I definitely recommend that if anybody's out there trying to experience new beers.
Heard.
So I came across some news because Elijah is always dogging on Florida news, right?
Oh gosh.
And like Florida people being weird, right? Yeah. So check this out. This guy, he like goes in on an alligator to save his dog. And it's the best thing ever.
Oh, look at him.
I don't know if he was injured or anything, but look at that thing. I think he's like a King Charles spaniel.
Look at those ears.
I think
if you use like a $7,000 dog, I will kill an alligator.
That's more so what it is.
That's what I was gonna say. If y'all were
a hybrid, he wouldn't have done it.
If y'all, I was gonna say if y'all would do that, if y'all would actually go in and like and save your kid or your kid.
Hell yeah, dude!
I've already explained to Val like if like another dog tries to fight Odin,
I'm punching that dog in the throat,
dude.
No, that's the thing. Go for the dog's throat. Especially like right behind it or right underneath it, there's chest. Those are like its vulnerable instinctual spots. Once you hit those, that dog will back up. But I told Val, I'm grabbing a dog that's attacking Odin by the throat and I'm crushing his throat.
Yeah.
Like, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, true that.
You know, like we almost had an instant, like we had an instant like this where this stupid, stupid lady who I'm pretty sure is going to hell. Doberman pinchers, like full-grown Doberman pinchers, not on a leash. We were at a Red Roof Inn in Houston, coming back out of from a concert, and we're getting ready to leave. And this lady doesn't have their stupid dogs on a leash, and she's like, "Oh, they're so trained. They're Doberman." Bitch, you can't call these Dobermans down here. And then they rushed our dog.
Yeah. They rushed
Daniel our dog. Didn't panic. I slightly panicked. Daniel did not panic. And he wrestled those two dogs like single-handedly and was like, "Get your dogs under control, lady."
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, they always call into me." And I'm like, "No, you don't understand. These are animals."
Yeah.
These are pack animals that when they see another species of dog, they're going to run over to them and establish dominance. It's the first thing they'll do whenever they're meeting anybody. Man. You know, I can't stand that.
That was rough. Yeah, that was the one time I had to like protect him.
Look at
that
alligator too, though. That alligator's like what? Like
he's not that big, but I'm sure his like teeth and stuff. Like he probably got him cut a little bit.
Probably.
And I mean, easily could take that little dog.
They're still pretty strong when they're. Yeah, they're still pretty strong when they're like smaller too.
Yeah.
Like it's not like they're weak either. They have pretty strong jaws. Which is crazy, but no, I applaud this guy for all of Florida. He represents Florida well.
Now we can talk highly of the Florida news, like Elijah.
it's not the bath salts guy eating people's faces, you know. It's this or like some stupid like redneck hijinks of like they're robbing a bank, but it's like their own bank account or whatever, you know. This is great.
Or they're robbing the bank. Yeah. They're robbing the banks and they stop at McDonald's as they get away or some.
Yeah. Well, let's we have a dog park here at the arcade. Let's go. Yeah, you know, let's head over there.
There we go.
Here's our little.
Oh, that's so little cool. Ones. Oh, these are our actual dogs.
Oh yeah, these are our dogs. Out. This is it.
That's Cooper, the Chihuahua.
Yeah, the Cooper the Chihuahua. He's got
Murphy,
really
the
funny. Yeah, Murphy's very. She survived the attack halfway from those Dobermans.
Yeah.
They really attacked our other dog, but. There's Archie with his tongue out, and then you got the guy Odie with the
Odin, little tongue depressor.
Yeah,
little tongue depressor tongue.
So just keep helping us support our channel and support these dogs, because
you're not doing it for them. Well, wait, you're not doing it for us.
you're doing it for them. And if you don't help us grow our audience, then they're gonna get it.
Yeah,
just kidding.
And send dog pictures. We'll post them.
We'll post them up.
And we always to see him. Like I always threaten Odin that I'm taking him back to the pound. So
yeah,
I mean he wags his tail. You know he's ready.
He's excited to go to the. I mean there's other dogs there.
Exactly.
Cool.
So I good on that guy. Like
good on that guy, dude. He saved his pup.
Yeah.
I think we would all do that. Hopefully. Yeah. It's hard because in that situation, it's hard to tell. But
and it looks like that dog is like already underwater. So like, finding the alligator in that water first off.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard to find just the dog by itself. You know, but like a creature that's hidden in there, the same color as the water, like. That's crazy.
And usually alligators travel in packs too. I'm surprised not a second one didn't like pull up.
Do they really?
Well, yeah. Like that's it looked like a small alligator. So you'd think like a mama one would be around or something.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Florida, you're still questionable, but that kind of helped your credibility.
Florida, you're still really wrong on a lot of things. But
you're getting there, you know, Florida.
Yeah. Steps in the right direction, you know.
So, Elijah, enlighten us on this crazy, weird article thing that you came across, because I have no idea what this is.
It's an article from the ScienceTimes.com, and a pretty reputable site. So they have... Okay, so these German and Japanese scientists, so heads up there for the World War II people out there. Let's think about what these guys are doing.
Uh-oh.
So they're doing gene splicing experiments where they're putting human genes inside of chimpanzees at fertilization and trying to grow their brain and their cognitive development sphere, like the frontal lobe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of the brain that has cognition and language is what it is.
Yeah.
And they're putting human genes in there, and they realized like halfway through the gestation period that the monkey brains were 100% bigger.
Oh my gosh.
100% bigger in the frontal cortex, frontal lobe area. Like for language and speech and cognition and like problem solving, like that portion of the brain. And so they were like, wow, we're doing this. Like, this is great. We can now gene splice anything with human DNA, basically.
Ugh.
I'm thinking while I'm reading this, there's a whole like subgenre of film and literature any sort of media, why this is not a good idea.
Yeah, for real.
Like, what am I?
Gorilla Grodd, like DC Comics, like this, the first thing that comes to mind. Like,
one of my favorite franchises of all time, the old school Planet of the Apes franchise. Like, that's a whole series of this. Why are we doing this?
Okay. So, do you think that in the future they will be using these gorillas, they will weaponize them? Do Do you think that is a possibility? Because well, like you said,
they terminated they terminated the monkeys before they were born. So at least they didn't do that. But it's a really good question. You could. I mean, Joe Rogan once said we've never seen a gorilla in a weight room, so we've never seen a gorilla.
I guess so.
Because imagine you're in the gym. Imagine you're walking around and all you see is this gorilla squatting about 1,000 pounds.
Easy. Like that's like his warm-up set.
That's his warm-up set, dude. Can you imagine if we just a full strength gorilla was just running at you? Like at that point, I'm saying, all right, this is how I go. This is it.
Yeah. No, that's Gorilla Grodd just tearing you in half.
So that's actually an interesting question, Chris, because like I think actually Jay or Emily told me yesterday that they use monkeys like basically for slave labor. They pick out certain like berries or something from trees because they can do it like 10 times faster than we can. So they feed them basically, but they work them. They overwork them that way, like kind of slave labor-esque type of thing. Well, it's interesting that you automatically thought like, what if we like weaponize them or abuse them because of
that's what I was thinking, is that they could potentially be used as like a slave labor. Like if this program furthers and they like now decide to let the fetus be born, let the gorilla grow, that point now they can, you know, have an X amount, train them and like train them to be slaves. Like
that's what I'm thinking. They probably just announced that they terminated these fetuses, but I'm pretty sure secretly they probably kept one.
Yeah. But the thing is if their brain is getting, bigger, their cognitive reasoning is getting a lot larger, then they're going to come to that realization that there is a better, like the movies, like there is a better life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And at that point it could risk, like, I know this is like an outlandish thing. This is just a random, like, thought provoking conversation.
Yeah.
But at that point, this could risk a rebellion within two different species. Like it legit has the potential to replicate these movies so quick.
And not only that, but like if you're splicing on to monkeys, like what's going to stop you from splicing on to other mammals that we share, you know, 98-99% DNA compatibility, you know? So like, what if you put it onto like an orangutan, you know? So it's like Jeff Goldblum once said in Jurassic Park.
Yes.
You kept going saying that if you could, but
well, like,
you never stopped to say
if you should exactly,
or something like that. And so I'm just like I can kind of understand the reasoning for this experiment of like gene splicing and understanding how genes work.
It's
blah,
curious
blah, blah.
Like it's curious to see how they would work,
but if you're doing this and you're gonna start transforming, like, imagine if a chimpanzee has human genes and stuff. Does that make him a separate species? Like he's not a chimpanzee, he's not a human, you know, because he shares genomes from both.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, they're from the same, I guess, like, from the same family, but that's what it's, I mean, that's what I've always known to be kind of crazy, like a crazy fact, is that like where we come from, like apes or chimps or whichever, I always forget, I think it's apes. Their brain or the evolution from their brain's capacity to ours is just like 0.01% better. Like our brains have evolved 0.01% better than theirs, and look at what we've been able to like accomplish, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's always blown my mind, but then to take evolution into your own hands is ethically questionable. You know what I mean? That's like taking evolution into your own hands.
It is a huge gray area, just because in the sense that like, we don't want to also like limit this whole, like power for knowledge, this whole like exploration of knowledge within our scientists. Like, we want scientists to be able to like experiment and grow and kind of develop these things that are almost beneficial for like society and the world itself.
You can already custom order a baby. You know,
yeah,
like,
that's
you can,
true.
Like you can go and say, I want my baby to have, you know, like this color eye or, you know, like this type of hair. Like, you like, we're going to get to the point of like, okay, I want my baby to have like this set, like IQ, you know, nothing below it or whatever.
See, like, I think so that's okay.
That's like taking evolution into our own hands already.
And that's where I was kind of going is that like, there are some things that are becoming like, again, science, great. The more knowledge, the more information we have, the better. The, you know, the experiments that are more ethical, let's go ahead and move forward with. But like the things like the whole baby, pick your own baby, or the things with like the splicing with the apes, like the ape fetuses, like that can also, that is a very tricky gray area, because then at that point that causes an issue. Because obviously we're already thinking like this could be weaponized. Like imagine someone who is actually in like in with the scientists, political powers that are also involved, because obviously politics is always involved in everything around the world for no reason at all. You know what I mean? Like political powers that are also involved with these type of experiments are already seeing
the thing too is
it for their own like game.
Yeah, and the thing too is like because we always think about, because like Chris is pretty optimistic, I'm pretty pessimistic. And like I was thinking about like weaponization and stuff, but I'm also thinking like you can test with these fetuses and putting in splicing DNA of, okay, like now we know how to neutralize type 1 diabetes because it's this genome pattern or whatever.
That's what I was gonna suggest.
That's
like the next step.
That
to
like customize your own baby thing, like the customize your own baby thing. That's the only reason. That's the only thing that I would probably permit ethically, like in my mind, like that seems okay to me, is that if you can manipulate the DNA to if you're able to see certain illnesses or something that's there beforehand, you know, like certain mutations that are, you know, that would be with them the rest of their life or something, then just make a change there, but not all cosmetic and stuff like that, you know.
Or your family has like a certain history of, say, like, I mean, we could even get to the point of like maybe even stuff like alcoholism.
Yeah, right. Or right. That like is genetic,
Or like your like liver liver failure or heart disease.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if we arrange the DNA sequence like this, you have like a 70% chance of overcoming like heart disease compared to if you normally would with your family history.
Right.
So like that would be like the steps that I could see being taken by this. But it doesn't, like, if you read the article, like, it doesn't feel like that's what they're doing. They're just like, hey, we're just creating really smart monkeys that we think would be really smart, but we're going to kill them.
Yeah, but we don't, also, like, at the same time, like, I guess I went super elitist with it and automatically thought about weaponizing because of the movies. But yeah, I agree with like what y'all are saying. Like, that's, if it's not for cosmetic reasonings for, like, the build a baby, then by all means, like, do it for those genetics to like create a better situation for the baby. But the article I didn't read all of it. I kind of scanned through it before we started recording.
Yeah.
It did not seem like it was beneficial, but I guess it could also be like a trial experiment as well. Cause we don't know that yet. We don't know if this is the first starter or this has been going
on. Let alone like these monkeys weren't born. So we don't even know what they like. Yeah. They had 100% bigger brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But would they still be able to use it? Would they be able to,
like,
you know,
to what capability develop? Does that mean, you know, like a bigger brain doesn't necessarily mean more function, you know, it's
exactly
it might.
Whales, I think, have the, but like who has the biggest brain
compared to their body? Oh, I have no clue.
I think it's like a sperm whale or something like that.
It's probably one of the big mammals. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they like their brain capacity is not that big, but they have a huge brain, you know.
Yeah,
as compared to someone like a dog. A dog has a relatively small brain, but it can comprehend, you know,
dolphins.
Like human speech.
Dolphins,
yeah, dolphins
have the highest brain to body weight ratio of all.
Okay,
or whatever.
Yeah,
a weird word about
a genus for dolphins.
Yeah. Let's see.
So it's that's my thing. Like these things weren't born, so we don't even know what they would have done. Of course, we're always like, I'm always going to go Planet of the Apes because that's exactly what film has taught me to do.
Right.
And you know, it's books like Jurassic Park. So
and DC Comics.
in DC Comics.
Yeah, like they have Detective Chimp. Like he's a really smart little detective dude with a trench coat and everything.
M for Monkey from the Dexter's Laboratory universe.
Yeah, exactly. Like Dexter's Lab was already doing that stuff.
Oh, and what was it? The evil guy on Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, Mojo Jojo.
Yeah, he's got the biggest brain. He's got the biggest brain out of all of them.
Yeah. And do you remember that episode where he just has like a group of apes with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
World domination, dude. That's like. So I just read here that whales and elephants have much bigger brains than humans, obviously. And then that we have the same body to or brain to body ratio as mice do, like, I guess, in comparison. Yeah. So like.
Yeah, in terms of brain size to body.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of that's an interesting like comparison.
That makes sense, too. Yeah. But so. Another thing, too, is I was reading about, because I wanted to look into a little bit more. We've just declared that the great apes, like orangutans, gorillas, that sort of thing, they just now entered the Stone Age, basically, because we started documenting them starting to use tools. So, like there's a picture of an orangutan using an oar on a log, like, to get across a river, and how they're using tools, and not only using, but like they're making tools now. Like gorillas were making sticks to like reach into like reach into tree trunks and stuff like that. So like they declare that they're now entering into the Stone Age.
Jeez.
So I thought that was kind of crazy to think about as well.
It's so like theoretically
Stone Age was about 100,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think this would be a cool idea, is if kind of, I don't want to say a separate civilization, but if we kind of gave them their own territory to kind of like live and see them expand. Like, I don't want to cut off the you know, that it could be, because I think that would just, in my like playing all these video games, it would be cool to watch a civilization grow and watch them like kind of develop their own, let's say, politics or their own like education for for the young ones, sort of thing. Like, I'm assuming they're going to have the same mannerisms as like the ones from Planet of the Apes, but it's going to be a lot more like civil and safe, and reasonable discourse will happen within us and apes.
I think, I don't know, because think about it. So we're the most dominant species on the planet, obviously.
Yeah.
And if there's something that threatens that, we're going to take action. So if like, say, like these apes were developed and stuff like that, like, we're not just going to sit by and watch them grow. No.
Yeah.
There's going to be probably a really strong faction within humanity to say, no, let's just kill them and get rid of them. Like, we don't need to have competition for ourselves. And that's just an instinctual thing.
Or there'd be a weird discussion about letting them into our society.
And then now we got to talk about rights, you know, like what sort of protections under the law, how do we give them citizenship,
because there's a certain cognition,
all that sort of stuff.
And I think that's why I'd be so interested in that, just because I would like to see how that plays out, like how that would work, how we would bring it in. Like, I'm not saying it's like a requirement, like we need to do it or we should do it or whatever. It's more interesting to see how they would blend in with just humans. So how humans and apes would blend together in like living in a world, and in the same world. Like, how would we treat, you know, apes' lives compared to, like, how would civil rights compared to like regular human rights?
See, that's
do you remember District 9?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I wonder if like that's something that would develop.
So that's kind of what I'm actually thinking about. It actually makes for really interesting like sci-fi writing if you're into that. But so it's like either like two situations. Like, so what you're saying is like you're suggesting that the great apes are evolving. I mean, they're you know, thousands of years behind us, but theoretically they would evolve to some sort of you know, higher intelligence and evolve into like some sort of human or humanoid-esque, you know, being. There's either two scenarios where, one, we're still around and we will have, you know, evolved even further than that and developed even crazier society than we know today, completely unimaginable. And then there would be a lower class of evolved human, and it would be just, you know, like, they can't even either you let, you know, this whole conflict there, like, do you let them in and enlighten them into your a completely far more advanced society? It's almost alien, you know. It's almost like somebody who can learn to travel the cosmos and comes up here, and we don't even know how they did it, and they enlighten us on all their technology and stuff. That would be like happening on Earth if humans were still around, or if humans were extinct, then they could evolve into the dominant species. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It makes for great sci-fi writing, dude.
And then there would be definitely a faction or political movement about, you know, people that like want to marry the like an alien or something. You know, they're like,
she's kind of cute.
Hey, look at this waifu. You know, yeah.
This chimpanzee.
Yeah. I wonder if like, I'm 100% sure some sort of like furry anomaly would happen within.
Oh, for sure. We have people now who marry cars.
Yeah.
And ghosts, and then get ghosted.
And the Eiffel Tower and get divorced. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, how do you divorce? Like, how do you go to a judge and be like, yo, me and the Eiffel Tower getting married?
Dude, if y'all have a special relationship.
Does the Eiffel Tower have to sign consent? Like,
no. It's all against the consent of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
It has to be. Unless, like,
unless, like, some sort of inanimate objects get consent?
No, absolutely not. That's it.
That's not a question, guys. It's absolutely, the answer is absolutely not. Let's not go there.
So the guy on True Life that married like 6 sex dolls, do they get consent?
Absolutely not.
Of course they do.
Dude, this is crazy. Why do people marry things like that?
You can like get you like programmed into like say phrases and stuff. Yeah. So like this, like, I give consent. You know, there you go.
You have to be so repulsive that the only thing that you can marry is something that can't say no.
Hey, man, there are some ugly dudes out there, and I feel for them because we can't go around wearing makeup like James Charles, you know.
Oh, so, dude, that was funny. There's a TikTok that it was like this guy commentating. He was saying like, girls, you guys are fine because if y'all are ugly, you can wear makeup. If a guy is ugly, then we're screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't cover it up with makeup.
That's why I try to grow out a beard to cover my 5-year-old face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I look like a 10-year-old child if I shave, but
Yeah, so that would be weird. It's like, yeah, I'm into redheads, and they'll be like, yeah, that's awesome. And then it's just like, no, and then they point to like orangutan, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh god!
Like, she kind of eyed me a little funny.
She's kind of eyed me.
She threw a poop at me earlier.
She threw a poop at me.
In some cultures, it's a sign of love.
Oh my god!
I don't want that.
The whole like getting the tick off of the head thing, like real.
Oh,
intimate.
Yeah, yeah. We'll groom each other.
Yeah, groom each other. Yeah.
That's a great way to build social hierarchy. Yeah. You know. So
you wake up at 2 a.m. and there's your orangutan spouse digging bugs out of your hair.
Yeah.
You just wake up, honey, what are
it's
you
like,
doing?
Not now. I'm trying to sleep. Not in the mood.
I have a headache.
I have a headache. So what is the point of this thing that they're the experiment that they're doing.
The point was to
what's the goal?
Grow to see if they could grow a chimpanzee brain. That was the point.
Why? That's so weird.
Because they could.
And so based off,
because they could. Yeah, exactly. They didn't think about if they should.
Yeah, I can't remember if they didn't like discuss like any sort of like hypothesis or null or anything like that. So.
Gotcha.
It's just a guy writing a story must be like, I don't know what to say. They did it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they should have.
They should. Yeah. That's. I mean, Jeff Goldblum, dude. I mean,
that's what
just
I'm saying. Like, we can't just around with nature. You know.
Yeah.
Let's you know, let's not do that.
At the end of the article, he wrote, "I'm uncomfortable."
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's like
slightly triggered.
Y'all
honestly.
Are totally right, though, that we kind of duke around with nature a little bit already. Yeah. but it's like there are certain things. Yeah, we go around a lot, but it's like there are certain things where it's just like, I don't know, like three people in the on the in the arcade are right here. Three out of three are kind of like, is that right?
You know, it's not. Like, it's not the best look.
Should we have done that? Like, what's the
exactly? Yeah. I know that they're in Russia. They found like a woolly mammoth that was like completely frozen, and it still had some like readable DNA. Yeah. And so they're trying to bring back that woolly mammoth, that way.
That's that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah.
Because those things are just ripped through anything.
How exactly they're bringing it back? I think they're gonna do
like with elephants,
a similar
right?
thing, like splicing its DNA onto something else.
I read that they were just gonna use a 3D printer.
Yeah.
God, no, I'm just kidding.
You could do that now.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, you can make wombs now and stuff. That like they grew a cow in an artificial womb.
Oh, and a sheep. Oh. I did read
that. Yeah, and
that
and
would make
like,
pregnancy.
I was reading comments of this thing because they're hilarious. People should not comment on videos anymore, except ours.
Except ours. Please comment.
Like, share, subscribe. But it was like this woman posted. She was like, "All right, men, you're obsolete now. # feminist or whatever." Yeah. And then underneath that was like, "When the power goes out, your child dies."
What?
And I was like, "He's got a point."
Oh my gosh. You got a backup generator, probably, right?
Have you seen the price of backup generators lately?
That's true.
I'm pretty sure the 3D printer in itself has like a backup power.
No. They're independently sourced, right?
I mean, like specifically for the ones that are like designated to make a womb, I'm assuming they have to have like some like backup plant. So I'm assuming it already comes with like its own backup generator. Because if someone walks up and turns a little switch that goes to the outlet, like they can't just be all of a sudden like screwed, you know?
Yeah.
They could be. I don't know. I don't know how laboratories and stuff of that are set up. I would assume that there's backup power, but I would never rely on that backup power. I would have to have something else.
You'd be paranoid.
You know? Like, there's a reason why we have a gas line when the power goes out.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? So
that would be a game changer, dude. Like, I mean, we're already at a time where pregnancy is probably at its safest that it's ever been ever, right? Like it used to be really scary, but that would be an absolute game changer if we could just. But then you get all weird, and you know, then you get all sci-fi because then they have like artificial chambers of babies and stuff.
Would maternal instincts happen? Like, would those develop?
Ooh, that's
if
true.
You don't see, like if your child's not. Oh god, inside of you. You're, I guess I don't know how to phrase it.
No, your
like,
body like goes through like a bunch of hormonal changes and stuff.
And you're giving birth, and you're just watching it grow from a sack.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I would have less. I don't know. I feel like I would have less paternal instinct than if like Val had the birth.
That's
you know,
true.
Like if I just watched it grow, but I know it had my DNA in it.
Yeah. That is kind of crazy. It takes away like the whole experience of like seeing the actual belly grow and like the I mean if you're gonna be in the room with her type of thing.
Yeah. Oh no, we're hosting the show.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be there.
We're gonna do an
podcast
episode.
In there. Yeah, exactly.
Val's gonna hate us, but it's
fine. We got a room in the arcade where we can deliver.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah.
We can do it in the waiting room.
Oh yeah, yeah. Totally.
So, I was thinking about that. Yeah, we could set it up somewhere. We'll just have those little clip-on mics, and we'll just go around. Yeah.
Yeah, like somewhere like over here, or somewhere like it's like there's a lot of open space in the grid, man.
Exactly.
There's a lot of open space in the grid.
Yeah, we got some good technology on that.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So that's my thought behind this whole article. Like it's like the shoulda, woulda, coulda. Definitely shouldn't.
Yeah,
we did because we could. Probably wouldn't do it again in the future.
Let's not do it again.
They proved that they could do it. So I guess what they're probably doing is like a proof of concept type experiment. Like they're proving that they can do it.
Yeah,
and that just opens the floodgates to we should do it.
Yeah, I'm holding off judgment a little bit just because Yeah, like you were saying, like I think this is something that they were trying to do and something that they see if they were capable of it. Yeah. But now it's going to be from here, where are they going to go with it? So obviously, depending on where they go, will kind of, you know, form my judgment a little bit. But I'm going to hold off judgment because, again, like we said before, they could potentially use this to kind of see if they could spot, you know, diseases, mental illnesses, and kind of capture them and stop them at the start, you know. But also, we did talk about the Planet of the Apes style where they could weaponize this, you know. So I'm gonna hold off judgment and see what kind of comes up with it. I think it's cool that we're giving scientists the creativity to like experiment with this type of stuff and like be able to like learn from it. But again, please do something productive so we're not concerned.
Yeah, it kind of brings up some ethical dilemma. And it's... Oh.
Oh, hi.
Oh, puppy hi, puppers. Fan. We're back in the pub arcade? Oh, no, so the... I just think that it brings up some weird stuff. And I'm sure the apes are really cool, but like let's just check on what we're teaching them, type of stuff.
Yeah,
We got a lot of responsibility when it comes next to like teaching them stuff.
Next thing you know, they start developing like you know like hardcore like like policies and stuff, and then they become a dictatorship, you know, and then they develop into fascism, and then they start taking over the world, and then we have Planet of the Apes, and then we start worshiping nuclear bombs.
That's rough.
Yo, shout out to Planet of the Apes too, though. Good sequel.
Shout out, dude.
Sequel.
So, some ending Thanksgiving stuff. Let's say goodbye finally to Thanksgiving.
Play some taps.
I think it's super funny that turkeys lost. They got second place in the running for national bird.
Yeah.
American bald eagle got it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were like, all right, second place, yearly genocide.
Yeah.
And then like some of them get pardoned and stuff like that. And it's just like the weirdest thing. I'm not even a big turkey fan though, and I wanted y'all to know that I'm sorry. But also turkey or ham, because that's like a big Thanksgiving
debate. It's a big debate. Like I remember, I dated a girl a long time ago. She was all about ham over turkey. Like,
yeah,
we had a Thanksgiving together. She did not eat any of the turkey. She ate all ham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turkey.
And that's
I'm
the thing. Turkey. Is turkey even good, or is it just the gravy that gets on it that makes it good?
It's good. It can be good. If you make it the right way and you don't, you know, overcook it or anything, it'll taste great.
Yeah.
And I always get turkey at the deli market to make sandwiches out of. I don't go get ham.
Yeah.
I mean, I use ham. I use ham to make sandwiches.
Ham.
Ham.
So my head.
Bologna.
But it depends on like the turkey. If it's super dry, then obviously I'm probably gonna choose ham over turkey in that instance. Too many people make dry turkey, so it's already very very difficult to eat dry turkey. But in all honesty, if I had my like ideal Thanksgiving dinner, it would.
Yeah.
Probably have ham lead the way, so I'm with you, Daniel.
Yeah. Wow. It's just more flavorful. It's like I don't have to debate whether it's the sauce or not. You know, like it's,
we can even do you even put sauce on your ham. Like, I mean,
well, like I would put gravy on my. Well, I don't even need gravy on my ham. That's the thing. But I need gravy on my turkey. Like, it's just I can't just eat I can eat turkey by itself or like on a sandwich with mayo. If it doesn't have mayo, then it's just like, or honey mustard, then it's like, is it even a really good sandwich?
Honey mustard would be good.
Honey mustard.
Yeah, for some reason, you need more accessories to eat turkey with than you need ham.
Right.
And I think that's why I prefer it. Because like you said, I could put gravy on ham and I'll be fine, but then also I don't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm team turkey.
Team turkey, man. Oh, man.
Team turkey. Cool. I can't debate that, though. I do look forward to gravy. You know,
gravy's delicious. I'm just saying it might. Anyways, so also, what do you guys feel? Because I don't think they did it this year. The Macy's parade.
No, they did it.
They did it. Okay.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate everything about it.
What? Oh, wow. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
It's all Christmas.
Yeah, it does.
It's a pre. It's like they should call it a pre-Christmas parade, and I'll totally take everything back. They dress up as Christmas stuff. They sing Christmas songs. Santa's at the end of it.
Don't lie to me and tell me it's for Thanksgiving when it's Christmas.
Thanksgiving
They have one Thanksgiving float. It's a giant turkey. They do it at the store, and then that's it. Everything else is this Pikachu in a Christmas hat.
Yes,
Squidward on a float in Christmas gear. Like carolers singing Christmas songs. Like it's a Christmas parade.
Thanksgiving doesn't have any songs. They don't have any lore, which is unfortunate.
It's got lore. It's got traditions. It's got a bunch of stuff.
I know, but it's not commercialized. It's not.
Well, the turkey industrial complex got it pretty damn.
That's the only thing about things. I mean, pumpkin pie, the food, and that's it. That's it. But
that's the point. It's like a harvest. It's like, hey, we can actually eat this one time of year.
I know, but I would like a song about that. I'm just ready for the Thanksgiving song. I'm ready for the Mariah Carey Thanksgiving album. come on, man. We're so ready to move on to Christmas that the Thanksgiving Day parade is pre-game Christmas parade, dude.
Pre-game Christmas.
And I hate it. I hate it.
He has no argument for it. He knows they're right. He has no argument.
I mean, I get that, a pre-game Christmas parade is legit. It's awesome. Yeah. The parade itself is cool. Whatever, right? Getting ready for Christmas, all that good stuff.
It's okay. I'm not the biggest fan.
Actually, I don't even watch it. But yeah,
I don't even mind any of the songs.
I just don't like that they're lying to me.
Right, exactly. It's just the title.
That's the only reason. Yeah.
If they call it a Macy's pregame Christmas parade, I'll be like, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But they call it a Thanksgiving Day parade, and I'm like, that has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
I mean, it happens on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, so is Die Hard a Christmas movie because it happens on Christmas?
Dude, someone said Rocky IV is a Christmas movie because the battle between him and Dragic or whatever happens on Christmas Day.
No.
Jeez. That's not how this works,
stupidest
guys.
Stupidest argument on the planet.
It's a boxing movie.
Well, definitely.
Just like Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
We're definitely getting into that in our Christmas shenanigans, right?
We're gonna have a couple of Christmas themed episodes coming up because I'm ready. We got a lot to cover. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from movies to presents to songs to Christmas traditions, lights, all that stuff. Dude.
Oh yeah!
I'm so excited.
Can't wait, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
And all right. So, any final church announcements? Anything else?
No. Thanks for joining us in the grid.
Yes. Yeah. Alrighty. So thank you. Please be sure to share our new Facebook page. We've been working hard on it. Comment.
Yeah.
Share us some dog pictures. Be sure to share us with your friends, family, anybody you know, coworkers, maybe your supervisor if you feel comfortable enough.
Your boss.
But please help us spread the word. This has been another episode of the Thought Arcade. Thank you guys for listening.
Later.
Bye.
This podcast, please leave a positive review and follow us for future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter at ThoughtArcade1 and on Instagram at ThoughtArcade. Thank you for listening and go be great.